It's the morning rat race here on Jersey's Rat Radio 95.9. The rat car crap with the morning off. Thank God for that.
Oh!
It ain't your boy Godsey here. East side right there.
Hello. Good morning. Morning rat race on a Wednesday. Let's get rocking.
Speaking of Wednesday, let's throw out three more stories as far as the no sweat news. We'll do that right now. And this one is all brought to us by New Jersey Transit. Ride New Jersey Transit and save up to 65 with a package to all excitement of Monmouth Park. Visit njtransit.com/Monmouth Park today. Here we go. We'll start with a crazy, crazy guy from Kentucky here. And if you're going to eat a Hot Pocket, make sure it's not the last one.
Oh, no.
You got to make sure everybody's cool with this.
Oh, jeez.
Hot Pocket rage is real. Here's the story. A 64-year-old man out in Kentucky named Clifton Williams freaked out on his roommate last weekend after noticing that he had eaten the last Hot Pocket.
Uh-oh. Clifton, keep it together.
Clifton.
Don't go nuts.
He was furious, and exactly what he did. He definitely went nuts.
Oh, jeez, Clifton.
Apparently, he threw some kind of tiles at his roommate, and when the guy tried to get away, that's when Clifton really got nuts, because he got his gun and shot the guy right in the butt.
Oh, my gosh, Clifton. It's just a Hot Pocket.
Well, the roommate still managed to run off. He got help and was hospitalized.
Wow.
He'll be okay, but being shot over a Hot Pocket, talk about a real pain in the butt getting shot right there.
That is no good. And again, you know, that's the type of thing that you got to weigh. It's sort of risk-reward stuff.
A little bit.
It's a Hot Pocket. You could go out to the store. Yeah, it's going to cost you $5, but you could get a whole box of those.
Yeah.
Or you can now go to jail for a little bit because you shot someone in the butt.
That's what Clifton did.
Yeah. Yeah. So now he's going to be going to jail because of shooting someone.
He was arrested for assault, no doubt about it.
In the butt.
Hot pocket to hot head. How about that? Story number two. Dave, you love cheese. I know you do.
I love cheese on everything. I put cheese on ice cream.
Well, what's your biggest complaint about those Kraft singles that are out?
I don't like having to do the wrapping every time. If I make a bunch of grilled cheese sandwiches, there's plastic all around.
Well, that's this complaint right here. If you can't figure out how to open them, well, Kraft steps up here and says,
yeah,
the top complaint that they're getting is people struggling to open the clear wrapper of the Kraft singles.
I'll tell you why. I like to make this dish. It's called Doritos and Cheese. I put Cool Ranch Doritos on a plate, and then I put a bunch of Kraft singles on top of it, microwave it for 2 minutes. It's phenomenal. However, I always make it when I'm drunk. And when you do the Kraft singles, when you're hammered, it's impossible to find the edge of...
Drinking might have something to do with that.
I know. But, well, you know, if you've smoked up a little bit and there's an IPA involved, all of a sudden these things are like, you know, trying to figure out a Rubik's Cube, for Christ's sakes.
Well, Kraft says the top complaint, like I said, is opening them. So now they have redesigned them to add texture to the flap so that your fingers can feel where the opening is.
Texture to the flap. That's what I've needed. I need that texture to the flap.
They're also making the wrappers thicker and sturdier so they can be opened without tearing.
Oh, yeah, you don't want the cheese. There's always a little corner of the cheese that gets left behind.
I know, that one little piece there.
I know. And I would say this is their campaign should be no cheese left behind. That should be the campaign slogan.
The new wrappers will be out later this year, along with a new exterior package with a bold front and emphasizing on the fact that they're made with real dairy. That's the truth, but they aren't actually real cheese.
What?
Kraft has to call the American singles a cheese product, quote unquote, or cheese food.
Huh.
Because they're less than 51% cheese, which doesn't meet the FDA standards.
No, this is totally shocking to me. I feel like I've been eating cheese my entire life because I always eat those Kraft singles.
No.
So I'm eating cheese product this entire time.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I know.
My world has just been turned upside down today.
Well, there'll be a lot easier to open now, you know?
I do like that, especially at 3 o'clock in the morning on a Friday where I'm celebrating the Yankees win and I'm so,
blitzed.
I've drank so much, I'm practically blind.
And lastly, Davey, we saved the best for last year.
Yes, sir.
Because this guy, wow, talk about stupid criminal here. 37-year-old landlord out in Minnesota named Travis Carlson. Well, he did something stupid. Apparently, he went out to drill holes in his pickup truck in the gas tank. He put the gas in the cans. Then he carried them back and forth up to his apartment. His downstairs tenant heard him smashing glass and breaking things for about 20 minutes. Then he knocked on the tenant's door and told him the house is on fire.
Oh, right? My. Okay.
When firefighters arrived, they found the apartment on fire. But here is the kicker. He was playing that song from Billy Joel, "We Didn't Start the Fire." That was blaring from the unit in the background.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
He's just having a full-on meltdown?
Pretty much.
"We didn't start the fire."
That's
it
playing.
"It was always turning to..."
Well, his apartment was burning.
Yeah.
Wow. Chavez could be facing up to 20 years in prison. It's unclear why he did it. Or if he even tried to argue the fact that it was always burning since the world's been turning, you know? Wow, he should have played Alanis Morissette's That Song Ironic if he had me doing stuff like that.
That would have been a much better song for right? this gentleman. Yeah. The whole "We Didn't Start the Fire."
While his apartment's burning. There you go.
Okay, with sir.
The three stories as far as Wednesday is concerned for the No Sweat News. Like we said, if you miss any of them, go study up over at WRT.com. We'll have them up there in the podcast section. Unbelievable, huh?
That's awesome.
Just hearing that, I got to do some rap rock and take a breather. It's on the rap.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit "Something in the Water" make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.